You know, I was thinking back a while ago when we were singing, and I could hear my mother pray again, and Brother Craven asked, how many have heard their mothers pray? And I got to thinking, not only did I hear my mothers pray, but I can remember Eulalia and Glendale's mother praying here. And one thing that stuck with me about Sister Shavers was the fact that she encouraged the young people. She said, hang on, trust in God. A lot of Sister Mary Jane Martin's mother, she sat right over there. I can remember her praying. Grandma Coley, not only do I remember her praying, I remember her shouting and hollering to the top of her voice to praise her Lord. And so many other mothers that have passed and gone, I'm proud to say, not only did I hear my mother pray, but that I heard a lot of yours praying. And these things have stuck with me. They may not have thought anything they said would help, but in times of trouble, you can look back on it, and the ones that gave an encouraging word while you were growing up, it sticks with you, and it helps you. It helps you to be strong. I'm glad that I know my God today. I'm glad He is my God. And I'm glad that He never lets us down. Brother Craven asked me to get the program this year. First, I didn't know which way to go with it. I didn't want it to be just like last year's. And I asked God to give me something for this year. And He did. And I guess if we gave this program a title today, we'd have to call it In Loving Memory. Because we do think of each of these in our memories. It is with lots and lots of love. And there's lots of memories to go over and to ponder and think about. But I have a poem that God gave me the other day, a few days back, just for this program. It's called White Flowers. And I want to dedicate it for all of those of us who have lost their mothers, who go on to be in heaven with our Lord. The dawn is breaking on a brand new day. The dawn is awakening to a very special day. I think of the flowers my children gave to me, a corsage of great beauty made especially for me, to wear on this day, one day of the year, to show love and respect to one we hold dear. Oh, the petals of each flower are so delicate and new. The emotions stir within me as I reflect upon you. I stare at the flowers with the petals so light. Oh, I wish you were here, and I wish it with all my might. Oh, to see you, to touch you, to talk with you once more. But you're not here, and my heart cries out, nevermore, nevermore. I look at the flowers as I wipe my tears away, for it is white flowers that I wear on this special day. Oh, why, I question God, did you take her away? Why must I wear white flowers on Mother's Day? White flowers, where did this tradition start? White flowers, you cause pain within my heart. You bring back memories of the day of her passing, from life on this earth to a life that is everlasting. White flowers with ribbons to be pinned up in my chest. White flowers to honor a mother who has been laid to rest. I touch your ribbons, to look at your bows. Why, I must wear white flowers. Only the Father knows. For He giveth life and He taketh it away. It was in His will. Lord, how it hurts today. But I pick up my flowers and I pin them to my chest. I put on a smile and I try to look my best. My tears and my heartaches, I try so hard to hide. White flowers.
you. I'll wear with great